علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we were focusing on the first sermon, the sermon number one, where there are some very, very beautiful discussions. Amongst those discussions is a discussion on the issue of prophethood and messengerhood. And in one of the phrases in this section of the sermon, Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions about the continuity of the mission of the prophet, of the prophetic mission basically, and he talks about the different ways this mission continues, either by the physical presence of a prophet or through the presence of a book together with a guide, or the presence of a firm argument, a binding argument, or the presence of a clear path, a present path, a path which is usable, which can be utilized. So these are the four things. We were discussing about the second part, the second important element of continuity of the prophetic mission, which is the presence of a book which is brought down. And we say that we gave the example of the time after Nabi Musa alayhi salam, where the book played a very big role in the culmination of the important, Musavi society. We shall discuss about this in the coming segment, inshallah.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we were saying that one of the elements that is very important for the continuity of the prophetic mission and its presence means that the prophetic mission is still alive is the book of God, a book that has been brought down. Kitabin Munzal. And we give the example of the time after Nabi Musa alayhi salam, where the prophet was not present but the book was present. And another example that we can give is the time after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he had the book with him, which is the Holy Quran, And that book played the Holy Quran played a very important and pivotal role in strengthening the Islamic Ummah. Of course, because of certain problems that happened after the Prophet left this temporal abode, the book could not, was not able to be, its teachings were not able to be manifested in that, you can say, pristine manner in the society. But the Imams were present, and the Imams, they continued the path of the Prophet and they upheld the book, you see. So we can give another example here of a time where the Prophet was not there, but the book was there, in the form of the time after the Prophet left. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam left this world. But notice that whenever the book is there, there has to be a teacher also, a teacher of the book. So after the Prophet left, who was the teacher of the book, basically the explainer of the book, when he left, the book was there, but together with that, there was a necessity that the teachers of the book should also be present. So this phase where the Prophet is absent, but the book is present. Also, the book is not enough in itself, because the book needs explanation, the book needs elucidation. And the Prophet ﷺ in this lifespan of 23 years could not explain the book in totality for the people. That time would not allow that. And therefore, the Imams throughout the 200 or so years, they took up this role in explaining the book. And that's how the book continued the path and the message of the Prophet.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, we came to this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says that one of the elements of continuity of the messenger of the mission of prophethood is the presence of a book. And of course, we said the presence of a guide together with the book is also necessary. Apart from that, he says, أَوْ حُجَّةٍ لَازِمَةٍ. That means, in the case that the prophet is absent, and the book also is somehow left aside or is absent due to some problems that happened, some, let's say, influences that were present at that time, then a third thing that still has the capacity to continue the path of the Prophet is hujjatin lazima, a binding argument. Now, when you talk about binding argument, we can use the example of the time of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, or the time after Nabi Isa alayhi salam, to explain this issue. So Nabi Isa alayhi salam came with the Injil, the book of God, which is Injil. But unfortunately, we don't have that Injil present in front of us. Like today, if you ask the Christians that where is the book of God that Jesus or Nabi Isa alayhi salam came with, they will say, we don't have that book. All we have are the Gospels that have been narrated by the four, you can say, close companions of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, the four disciples of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Luke and Matthew and John and the rest. So we have various narrators, and the famous ones and the important ones are there already. We have in the form of the four Gospels. Now, this is a specific time that we're talking about. Is there is a prophet absent, the book of God is also absent, but a clear binding argument is present. Inshallah, we shall discuss about this in the session to come. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome. on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه